We have the great schos this week to read Parshas Ekev. And Parshas Ekev, like much of Chumash Devarim, consists of Moshe Rabbeinu's review of the events that occurred over the last 40 years during Klal Yisrael's sojourn in the desert. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking primarily to a generation who was born in the desert. Those who left Mitzrayim, the majority of them died out as a result of the Chitim Raglim, the sin of the spies. So those who are entering into the land do not necessarily have any type of historical memory of the events that occurred to our ancestors over the last 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to properly arm them for their future, endows them with the lessons of the past. And in this week's parasha, one of the events that Moshe Rabbeinu chazers over, that he reviews, is the episode of the first set of luchos and the cheta egel. We know the story. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to receive the Torah. He comes back down holding the Aseres HaDibros, the two tablets, the Ten Commandments in his hands, sees that Klal Yisrael has built an egel azov, a golden calf, destroys the first set of luchos. The story ends okay, because ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up, gets another set of luchos. But the pasuk says as follows. This is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yezayin. Moshe Rabbeinu describes the moment when he descended from the mountain and saw that they had built a golden calf. Ve'etbos b'shnei haluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I grabbed hold of the two tablets. Ve'ashlichim me'al shtei adai. And I threw them from my hands. Ve'ashabrei b'le'enechem. And I broke them in front of your eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu describing, and you could even feel Moshe Rabbeinu's heartbreaking having to do this. I brought down these luchos that were written by the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I saw what you did while I was gone, and I had no choice but to break them. And the great tzaddik of Rishon, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, asks a simple question. He says the pasuk seems to have an extra word. The pasuk could have just said ve'etbos b'shnei haluchos. I grabbed hold of the two tablets. Va'ashlichei me'al shtei yadai, and I threw them down from my hands. Va'ashabreim, and I broke them. But the pasuk adds in the word va'ashabreim le'enichem. I broke them in front of your eyes. Asks the Rishoner, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say that he broke the tablets le'enechem, in front of their eyes? It's obvious he did in front of their eyes. They were all watching. They all saw Moshe Rabbeinu descending the mountain. Why the need for that extra word le'enechem? And the Rishoner says something so beautiful. I'm going to quote you. He writes, le'enechem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I broke the tablets in front of your eyes. Kilomar, rak ha'avonim sherau be'enechem nishbaru. It was only the stones that they saw with their eyes which were broken. Avala osios parchu v'nisharu b'shlemus. But the letters themselves remained intact. Only the tablets broke, but the letters remained intact. What is the Rishoner saying? If you were one of those Jews who saw Moshe Rabbeinu come down and break the luchos, that act of breaking those first tablets, that act of breaking that incredibly overwhelming and beautiful gift from God, one would have assumed that there was an incredible finality to the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu. The luchos were gone. Torah was gone. Maybe there'll be a chance to get it back. But in that moment, everything is gone. Everything is destroyed. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not true. What you saw were the tablets were destroyed. The physicality of Torah was demolished in that moment. But the osios, the letters, remained on. The osios ultimately were never destroyed. The osios nisharu b'shlemos. They literally flew away from the tablets and they remained absolutely intact. And that's the le'enichem. You only, with your own eyes, you saw the luchos being broken. So you thought everything was done. It was done. Nigmar, nothing more to talk about. It's done. The luchos are smashed. The Torah is gone. Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's because that's what you saw with your eyes. But let me tell you what was really happening that you didn't see with your eyes. The tablets were smashed, that is true. But the letters remained intact. The letters flew away. The letters remained, ultimately again, to be recollected a second time when Moshe Rabbeinu would go back and write the second set of luchos. And the Rishoner is teaching us a number of profound lessons. First of all, just a lesson in terms of Yiddishkeit, a national lesson, that how many times throughout our history have the physical tablets been destroyed? How many tablets have been destroyed? How many Sifrei Torah destroyed? How many shuls burned down? How many precious Jews murdered al Kiddush Hashem? There are so many times throughout the last thousands of years that the physicality of the Jew has been destroyed. The luchos have been destroyed. But even when the luchos are destroyed, the letters, the soul, the heart of the Jew, the heart of Torah, the soul of Torah, the letters of Torah, that always remains intact. That always remains in existence. You may not be able to see it with your eyes, but Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, just because you can't see it with your eyes does not mean that it's there. Do not define your reality only by what you see with your eyes, but recognize again that there is so much more that goes on. And Moshe Rabbeinu's lesson that the Rishon is teaching us is also on a personal level. That perhaps what we can learn from the words of the Rishon is that sometimes in life things look broken, but they're really not. They look broken. Aspects of them, of it may be broken, but it's not broken in totality. How many times do we encounter life situations which look so abysmal, which look so bad? It literally looks like the luchos of my life are being shattered. And in those moments when we want to give up all hope because the luchos of life have been shattered, we have to remember these words. Va'ashabrem le'inechem. A lot of times when the luchos of life look broken, they only look broken. To our eyes, they look broken. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. And that plan often is not understood by us. That plan is often not comprehensible by us. But that plan is there. Even when the luchos of your life look broken, even when the luchos of your dreams look broken, even when the luchos of your aspirations look broken, know that it's that. It's just that. It looks broken. Ve'asharim le'inechem. In your eyes it looks broken. But have emuna, have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every single time the luchos of my life break, He gathers up the osios. He gathers up the letters that take flight from those broken tablets. And He already is putting together the plan for my rebuilding, for my rebound. And it's true not just on a situational level, but it's also true on a personalistic level. A lot of times when we look at ourselves, we see broken luchos. A lot of times when we see ourselves, we're not happy with the people we are. You know, I think all of us have those moments when we look in the mirror and I can't believe the person I've become. You know, I had dreams, I had aspirations, I had goals. I wanted to be something. I wanted to be someone. Or maybe I just wanted my life to be in a different direction than it is now. But I feel broken. I look broken. I look in the mirror and I see someone who is profoundly broken. Tells the Rishoner, reminds us, Va'ashabrem le'inechem. Even if you look broken in your own eyes, know that it's just that. It's in your own eyes. But deep down, the beautiful letters of holiness are there. Deep down, the beautiful letters of spirituality are there. Deep down, the beautiful letters of potential still reside within your soul. Successful living is sometimes regathering your letters and writing them down on a second set of tablets. These are the beautiful lessons that Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon teaches us. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you thought Torah was down and out. You thought it was gone. But it's not true. It was only broken in your eyes. You saw it being broken. But what you didn't see were the letters being collected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu already readying the process for the writing and ultimately the giving of the second set of luchos. There are situations that look broken. But even when your situational luchos are broken, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is collecting the letters and already beginning to plan ahead for me. And number three, even when I look at myself and I feel that I look broken, I look in the mirror and all I see are broken luchos. No matter how broken your luchos may be, you never lose your letters. The osios are there. You may look in the mirror and see a portrait of broken kite, but at the end of the day, the necessary, beautiful, spiritual, luminescent letters are there inside your heart, are there inside your soul. You just have to find the courage to access them, to gather them, and to begin to write your second set of luchos. Wishing everyone a restful, meaningful, and spiritual Shabbos.